Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Joe DeCamera.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Philly, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. There's so much to talk about. I cannot wait for Sunday night football. It's been a weird week, you know, the early or the late game, obviously, on Monday to end week 10. So you know, the week started a little bit later to get ready for the next week, where Tuesday we're still reacting to a game. And then the A.J. Brown stuff happened. And it's like, guys, can we just hold on a second? We have a huge game at the link Sunday night, one that will go a long way in determining who is the number one seed in the NFC. And it really is the game that I think we all expected last year. It's the game that we thought we were going to see last year. Now, the teams aren't quite the same, but it is the game that I thought we were going to get last year in the NFC Championship game. That game was slated to be in Detroit. Detroit had home field advantage. The Eagles were the number two seed. That game never happened because the Commanders went to Detroit on that Saturday night of divisional round weekend, and they knocked them out, and that brought Washington here. It put the Eagles at the home team, and it set the stage for a trip to the Super Bowl and a championship for the Eagles. But this is that matchup we've been waiting for. Now, I'm not sure at this point if these are actually the two best teams in the NFC, because we might be seeing them on Sunday in the earlier window with Seattle and the Rams. But here's what I do know. Only one team, Seattle and the Rams, can win their division. So one of those teams will be a wild card team. So the winner of this game, Sunday, Eagles-Lions, will be in a direct competition with the winner of that game, Seattle-Los Angeles, to be the one seed. So on Sunday, the picture of the NFC will start to form, you know, in a more crystal clear way as to who are the two teams fighting for that one seed, who's fighting for more the two or the three, and who is likely, more likely to be a wild card participant in the NFC postseason. I want to dive in today into the five matchups that will decide the game, the five matchups, the five keys that will tip the scales in what should be a great football game in South Philadelphia on Sunday night. All right, let's start here. It goes here, and it always goes here. It's the red zone. So the Eagles convert 81% of their red zone trips into touchdown. That's the second best in the NFL. The Lions are allowing touchdowns on 66.7% of red zone drives. When the Eagles get to the red zone, do they score touchdowns? That is the game on Sunday. I believe the Lions are going to put some points on the board. This isn't placing the Packers offense. They're better at play call right now. They're better at the run game right now. They're better at the pass game right now. They're better. I mean, the Lions are a better offense than the Green Bay Packers, point blank, period. So I expect some points to be on the board for Detroit on Sunday night. Now, are they going to get to 30? Probably not. You know, in a game where, Vic Fangio's on the other side, but I do expect them in the upper 20s. I do expect them in the upper 20s. The only way you match or exceed upper 20s is to score touchdowns. And we know the Eagles have been kind of spotty, hit or miss with their offense, where sometimes it looks really good and sometimes it doesn't. So they're going to have to maximize their drives. Detroit's offense averaging 6.1 yards per play. And you have the Eagles defense lost touchdowns on less than 50% of red zone trips. So here's the game. The Eagles probably won't have seven impressive drives, but they'll get to the red zone three times or four times. Do they convert all those into touchdowns? That's key number one. The Lions are probably going to move the football more consistently and probably have more trips over the 50, success down to down, but will they score touchdowns? And this is where the coaching comes into it because, forget the play calling, and I know Campbell's not calling the plays for Detroit. I'm talking about the decision making. Campbell's going to go for the fourth downs. He's going to maximize his chance to get points. So if he has six trips, he's going for six touchdowns. Now, he might get stopped twice, but he's going to go for six touchdowns. The Eagles may only have four trips, but can they maximize those? And can the Eagles four match the Lions' six trips to the red zone? Let's just throw out numbers. That's the key. That's the math on the game. All right, number two, it's pressure on Jared Goff. Jared Goff's a hell of a quarterback. I've been a Jared Goff guy from the beginning. I was the one who was yelling at me. I remember it was right around the Super Bowl time, the Rams and the Patriots, when the Rams went to New Orleans and won that NFC Championship game. I remember a discussion on the old evening show, who would you rather have? Wentz or Goff? And I said Goff. And you would think I was saying something about people's families. Obviously, it was quite clear that was the correct quarterback to take for the remainder of their careers. I mean, Jared Goff's been a hell of a quarterback and is putting up a hell of a resume in his career. And Carson Wentz is, flame out backup. So, but I've always liked Goff. He's leveled up in Detroit. He has been a constant for a franchise that had no constant. And I think he does a lot of things super well. He's smart. He is efficient. He is accurate. The arm is stronger than you think. He is tough. But if there's one thing Jared Goff does not do and does not handle well, it is pressure. And it's not even so much, the blitz. It's pressure. Because the blitz could be picked up. And if he's smart enough to see your blitz and know it's coming and check to something or go to the hot, he could tear apart a blitz. It's not so much blitz. It's pressure. So whatever the form is, if they blitz, they better get there. Otherwise, he'll kill you. And if they don't blitz, they have to get pressure. Now, the Lions' offensive line is really good. It's not quite as dominant as it was maybe 2 years ago last year. It's still really good, especially Penei Sewell. But getting Goff off his spot, especially on money downs, is the way to beat the Lions. It is the way to stop their offense. Because if he's able to sit back there and see the field and drop his back foot on time, he will kill you. He will slice you. He will dice you. He is a tremendous thrower of the football and a window thrower, accurate thrower, all those kind of things. The pressure's key. He's one of the few quarterbacks left in the NFL with very, very little mobility. He does not move. And when he's forced to, he can maybe move a little and avoid the sack, but the throw is going to be incomplete. I mean, the throw is going to be, he's going to skip it. He's going to bounce in front of his guy. That's the flaw he has in his game. The Eagles have to exploit that. That is key number two. Key number three is going to be linebacker play on Sunday. I'll call it on both sides. These are some really, really good linebackers that we're going to see on Sunday on both sides. Jack Campbell, Anzalone. I mean, these guys can run around and play. Campbell was a first-round pick for a reason. for the Detroit Lions a few years ago. It's the same draft they drafted Gibbs. I think it was 2023 draft. They drafted Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell in the first round. I remember saying after that draft, they're going to be a problem. And I was like, oh, positional value, blah, 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 blah. They took a linebacker and a running back. Guys, they took really good football players. They had the foundation pieces in place anyway. Now they were adding to it on each side of the ball in the middle. So he's obviously a good player. He will fly around. He will make plays. The Eagles have to have a hat on him, and they have to block him and stop him from disrupting Saquon's runs. So their linebackers are a key, but also the Eagles' linebackers. It goes without saying what the Lions have in the backfield. Gibbs and Montgomery. Gibbs and Montgomery. And it's really become more Gibbs than Montgomery over the last year, calendar year or so. Now, Montgomery can still be the hammer to finish a game, and he could ice a game, and he's not easy to bring down. But Gibbs is the guy. He's the home run hitter. When they get him on that Texas route in space, he's a problem. And I'm curious on Sunday how Vic Fangio handles the assignments in terms of how often which linebacker plays. So, and it's going to be interesting to see how Vic thinks he can match up against the Lions and how the Lions want to attack what Vic does. So my example is here. Zach Bond's going to be out there most plays, and he should be. He's the best linebacker the Eagles have. He's a star. And he can handle all these different assignments, run game, pass game, rush to quarterback, everything. But then you have these two guys in Jahad Campbell and N'Kobe Dean who are both sharing time right now. They're both good at different things. And when one's on the field versus the other, what do the Lions do? So if I'm the Lions, I would try to isolate N'Kobe in space on Gibbs because I think the speed of Gibbs is a little too much for N'Kobe Dean. I would probably want to run a little bit less when N'Kobe's in the game. So if you're the Eagles, do you put N'Kobe out there and make them run less so they're kind of a pass-first team? Or do you want them to run the football and you put N'Kobe on the field more? You could do that. But if they are able to isolate Gibbs on N'Kobe in isolation, it could be a problem on what looks like a rundown and they go pass. Similarly, Jahad Campbell's done a lot of good things, but one thing he struggled with this year is you get him one-on-one sideline against a back or a tight end. He struggled there. He struggled last week at an interference. He struggled in Tampa, gave the touchdown to Bucky Irving. I expect the Lions to try to get Campbell in those spots. Those isolation moments on the Eagles linebackers, they're going to be big. All right, that's key number three.
This episode is brought to you by Netflix. From the creator of Homeland, Claire Danes and Matthew Rhys star in the new Netflix series, The Beast in Me, as ruthless rivals whose shared darkness will set them on a collision course with fatal consequences. The Beast in Me is a riveting psychological cat and mouse story about guilt, justice, and doubt. You will not want to miss this. The Beast in Me is now playing only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. Terms and conditions apply.
Key number four is aggressiveness. I spoke about this yesterday on the podcast. Go back and listen to the episode if you haven't heard it already. Aggressiveness by Nick Sirianni is going to be the key to winning this football game. Because when I look at the Lions and I look at Dan Campbell, he's long been one of my favorite coaches in the NFL. He is going to be aggressive. They are not going to give the football back to the Eagles. That's it. Like, the Eagles may take it from them. The Eagles may win fourth downs. They're not going to take the football. They're not going to give the football back to the Eagles. It's just not going to happen. That's not the way Dan Campbell plays football. So when it comes to the Eagles and their offensive side of the football on Sunday,
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
They can't have coward's draws. They can't be conservative on offense. Now, could this lead to an extra turnover? It could. It could. I recognize that. When you're throwing the ball on third and longs and there are no passes coming, they're in nickel or dime, they have extra pass rush on the field. Like, those are recipes for interceptions or sack fumbles. I get it. I mean, I understand the risk-reward of all of this. And a handoff on the third and nine likely won't produce the first down, but it's far less likely to produce the game-shifting turnover. So I get why the Eagles go about business the way they have and what they're doing. But the game is possessions. It's a numbers game on Sunday. The Lions are not going to give away their possessions. Now, again, the Eagles could take the ball away and make them have turnovers, but voluntarily, they're not going to punt the football. On this past Sunday against Washington, I recognize it was Washington, terrible football team right now. What a terrible defense. But against Washington, the Lions, with Dan Campbell calling plays, did not punt the football one time last week. Not one time. It was touchdowns, field goals, end of game. So they're not going to just hand the football back. The Eagles have to be extra aggressive this week. They're going to need more points. It's in a 10-7 game. It's not a 20-17 game. The winner of this game likely has close to, if not 30 points on Sunday. So how do you get there? You get there by maximizing possessions and not giving the football back. That's key number four. Key number five is cornerback two. Certainly sounds like Adoree Jackson will be that guy again this past Sunday. He played pretty well on Monday night against the Green Bay Packers. One thing I am struggling with in terms of trying to know if I know it or think it is the progression of the Eagles' defense over the past couple of games here. The Giants game, the Packers game. Way more pass rush. This past week, you throw Jalen Phillips and Nolan Smith in the mix. Way more dominance up front. It looks and feels at times like a Super Bowl defense now. They're getting to the quarterback. They're pressuring the quarterback. They're playing better on the back end, getting gashed less. But how much of that is, guys, come on. Look at the receiving core they face for the Giants. Look at the receiving core they face for Green Bay. That's not the same as what we're going to see now moving forward. I think it's a fair question. I think we have our answer by Sunday night. Can Adoree Jackson, Ja'Cory Bennett, if he does actually play, Kelee Ringo, can they actually hold up against star receiving duos? Not a receiver, because Quinnon Mitchell could take a receiver out, but star receiving duos. And there's definitely one coming in here on Sunday night. The numbers for Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jamison Williams are scary. I mean, let's just call it for what it is. I mean, this is a receiving duo right now. Amon-Ra St. Brown is looking at a year where he has 64 receptions for 693 yards, 8 touchdowns, a 64.6 success rate. Jameson Williams has 27 receptions, but they've gone for 474 yards. That's 17.6 yards per reception, along of 64. These two guys are combining for 10 receptions a game. They're combining for 125 yards per game. They are monsters right now. And that doesn't even include LaPorta, who's been banged up this week. We'll see if he could go, see if he could play on Sunday. These guys are monsters. One of them is going to be covered by Adoree Jackson. And can he hold up? I am skeptical he can over four quarters. Now, maybe he makes a play. Maybe Goff throws one behind someone and it just ends up in Adoree's hands and we're all happy. But I struggle to believe he can hold up, which means that pressure, one of the other keys, has to really take force because, you know, this is one of those games that next week gets Pickens and Lamb. I mean, they're going to face some good receiving duos coming up in the next few weeks. We find out if the corner two could hold up. Are the five keys that will determine the Eagles and the Lions? Red zone efficiency on both sides. Pressuring Jared Goff, especially with Jalen Phillips now and Nolan Smith back. And Ojomo and Carter and all those guys. Linebacker play on both sides against these running backs. The aggressiveness by head coach Dick Sirianni. I know what Dan Campbell will do. There's no question about that. He'll do it getting off the bus. I know what he's going to do. But what does Nick Sirianni do? How does he match him? And then cornerback two, can Adoree Jackson, assuming he gets the bulk of the reps again, can he hold up against a dynamic receiving duo in Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams? I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. NFL picks in your feed on Saturday morning. And by the way, today, if you're in the area, Warminster, Lowe's, I'm going to be there today from 4 to 6 p.m. for an event. It's a really cool thing. You could win some great prizes. Come on out. The Lowe's in Warminster coming up today, which is Friday, November 14th. $50 Lowe's gift cards, raffles every half hour. It's a cool event. So come on by. We'll have a lot of fun. Lowe's in Warminster on Friday, November 14th from 4 to 6. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily. We'll talk soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.